DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Jared Reid in Bonn. The government in Pakistan has condemned and distanced itself from one of its cabinet ministers after he put a murder bounty on the head of the alleged director of an anti-Islam film. On Saturday, Railways Minister Ghulam Ahmed Bilor offered $100,000 to anyone who kills the creator of the film titled Innocence of Muslims, which defames the Prophet Muhammad and has sparked worldwide protests, resulting in the deaths of over 50 people. A spokesman for the Pakistani Prime Minister Raja Pervez Musharraf says the bounty was not government policy, and the minister's own party, which makes up Pakistan's ruling coalition, has also distanced itself from the announcement. Meantime, strikes over the film have reached Bangladesh, a Muslim nation of more than 150 million people, where public workers held a nationwide strike on Sunday, which is normally a working day. Shops, offices and schools were closed. The strike was initiated by several Islamic groups which have an alliance with the main opposition party. In the capital, Dhaka, protesters had clashed with police on Saturday, and the police action against the protests was one of the main reasons Sunday's general strike was called. However, the protests on Sunday remained largely peaceful. Libya says it wants to disband all illegal militia groups in the country. This follows major demonstrations against such groups, which have considerable power in the country. Many were rebel fighters in last year's civil war in Libya, and several still operate, while some have integrated into the interior or defence ministries. Several thousand people demonstrated against the groups on Friday in the eastern city of Benghazi, which is a key rebel stronghold in last year's conflict, and also the site of the attack on September 11 this year, in which four Americans were killed, including the United States ambassador to Libya. Political parties in Syria's so-called internal opposition have held a rare meeting in the capital, Damascus, to discuss ways to end the ongoing civil war. The meeting was approved by the Syrian government, but Syrian rebels aligned with the foreign-based Syrian National Council said Sunday's meeting was designed by the administration of President Bashar Assad to mislead the international community into believing progress was being made. It took place as members of the Free Syrian Army announced they were moving their command from Turkey back to Syria. The rebels control large parts of Syria, and while they still face attacks from Assad's forces, they say they have their sights set on taking control of Damascus. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. The Foreign Minister of Israel says his government will not accept any revision of its peace treaty with Egypt, which last month began an offensive in the Sinai Peninsula to root out militants. Avigdor Lieberman told Israeli public radio on Sunday that Egypt must fulfil its obligations in Sinai, but at the same time he rejected the idea of revising the 1979 treaty, which places a limit on how many Egyptian troops are allowed on the peninsula. His remarks came after an Israeli soldier and three Islamist militants were killed near the Egyptian border in gunfire. In early August, militants killed 16 members of the Egyptian security forces and breached the Israeli border. Belarusians have been voting in parliamentary elections. Ahead of Sunday's vote, the opposition had called for a boycott, complaining of voting manipulation and intimidation. The ruling party of Alexander Lukashenko is expected to easily win the vote. Lukashenko has been in power for the past 18 years and has been called Europe's last dictator. He told reporters on Sunday at a polling station in the capital, Minsk, that the elections were for the Belarusian people, not the West. At least nine people, mostly Europeans, have been killed on Sunday in an avalanche on the world's eighth highest mountain in northwestern Nepal. Initial reports indicate that the dead include four French, a Spaniard and a German. It's understood the accident took place at around 7,000 metres, which made it difficult for rescue teams to reach the scene. It comes 17 years after at least 42 people were killed in heavy snowfall in the Mount Everest region in 1995 in what was the last major accident. And to a quick look at the Bundesliga play on Sunday, Hoffenheim collected their first points of the Bundesliga, beating Hannover 3-1. Stuttgart are still looking for their first win after coming from two goals behind to draw 2-2 at Werder Bremen, while Mönchengladbach drew 1-1 at Bayer Leverkusen in the day's other game. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. Jared Reid, Deutsche Welle News.